In the Zen ox herding pictures, which are these pictures and poems which describe the Zen way of practice, we're given a picture of how a man who goes along with reality lives, how one in touch with the primordial reality goes about things. The painting shows a stout, fat, pot-bellied, grizzled man, grizzly sort of beard. He's kind of robed, but his chest and belly are magnificently protruding. And he's going naturally among the people, lost in confusion, with great magnanimity and generosity. And this stage, the last stage of practice, is called entering the marketplace with bliss-bestowing hands. Entering the marketplace with bliss-bestowing hands. Oh, a beautiful phrase. Entering the marketplace with bliss-bestowing hands. And it's to there that we should aim our practice. To go into the marketplace, into the towns, into the cities, to wherever we may be, with bliss-bestowing hands. Let me just read you some of the words, some of the poetry that goes with the picture, describing his natural performance of generosity and compassion. Bare-chested and barefooted, he enters the market. Face streaked with dust and head covered with ashes, but a mighty laugh spreads from cheek to cheek. Without troubling himself to work miracles, suddenly dead trees break into bloom. In friendly fashion, this fellow comes from a foreign race, with features like those of a horse, or again, like a donkey. But on shaking his iron staff, suddenly all gates and doors spring wide open for him. Carrying a gourd, he enters the market. Twirling his staff, he returns home. He frequents wine shops and fish stalls to make the drunkards open their eyes and awaken to themselves. So you have here this beautiful image of the mature, big, round, carefree man, rich with wisdom, always in communion with primordial reality, always at home. There's that line from Harquin, whether he comes or goes, he's always at home, meaning whatever he's doing, whatever activity he's involved in, he never leaves that communion with reality, with the way things are. So, but this big man, this grand man, of course, he seems to come from somewhere else, as though he's a foreign race, not foreign in the sense of a nation. But he oh so naturally connects with those drunk with ignorance and brings them into bloom without trying, without effort, without any self-consciousness. He doesn't go around saying, I'm enlightening people, or even thinking like that. It's just his natural function. It's a beautiful image of the enlightened man. Something very mature and like a fine wine that's been left a long time. As with all Buddhist traditions, the Chan and Zen schools prize compassionate activity born of wisdom as the highest attainment.